poll, Vance and Kamala stand tall over their respective primary rivals. By Hannah Knudsen on May 12, 2026. Both Vice President J.D. Vance and former Vice President Kamala Harris are standing tall in their respective hypothetical primaries, a recent survey found. The survey analyzed the hypothetical presidential primaries for Republicans and Democrats in the 2028 presidential election. Vice President Vance stood at the very top of the list with 40% support, followed by 15% who chose President Trump's eldest son Donald Trump Jr. and 14% who chose Secretary of State Marco Rubio. All other potential candidates saw single-digit support. That includes Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who ran last time and will no longer be governor due to term limits, with 8% support, Health and Human Services, HHS, Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. with 5% support, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, with 3% support, and Tucker Carlson with 2% support. On the Democrat side, failed presidential candidate Kamala Harris emerged with 38% support. No other potential candidate came close, as she was followed by California Governor Gavin Newsom with 16% support. Far-left Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and former Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tied for third place with 9% support each. Everyone else listed saw single-digit support. The survey was taken May 1 to 5, 2026, among 3,612 U.S. adults. While Vance has not announced a coming presidential run, President Trump has heavily suggested that the next candidates could very well come directly from his administration. The problem with Democrats is they have really bad policy. And I'm not going to say what it is, because I don't want them to change it necessarily, because I want to run against. It's not going to be me, it's going to be somebody that's probably sitting at this table, he said. Could be a couple of people sitting at this table. Could be a couple of people running together, sitting at this table, but I want them to win. Because we've done a great job for this country, and I want that to be carried forward, Trump added. Trump also dropped Vance and Rubio by name, deeming that potential ticket unstoppable. As for Harris, she has not allowed her presidential aspirations to fall by the wayside. During an appearance at Reverend Al Sharpton's National Action Network convention, she said she might run again. Listen, I might. I'm thinking about it, Harris responded. I'll keep you posted. These results coincide with a recent Harvard/Harris survey showing that Americans do, in fact, favor a Vance-Harris matchup, with 50% of Democrats choosing Harris and 48% of Republicans choosing Vance.